another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about NBA All-Star Weekend. So from everything that happened Saturday night, like the dunk contest, three-point shootout, skills competition, to Sunday night where it was the whole tournament. Okay, so you were at the All-Star game. Well, you were there on Saturday and Friday.
Okay. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Came back so I could watch everything with you on Sunday.
Yeah. So how many, you've been to the All-Star game?
This was my 11th.
Wow. That's a lot of time. That's so cool. So you've been, when was the first time you went?
I don't remember. I think maybe it was 06.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then obviously not in consecutive years, but it was for a long time and for consecutive years, yes.
All right. So let's start with Saturday night. Friday night, well, we can start.
Yeah, Friday night, Rising Stars, different format. First to 40, a little bit of a tournament. Three separate Rising Stars teams against a G League All-Star team. And it was cool. It worked out. Guys played hard. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they all want to be in the All-Star team. Building, they want to be All-Stars.
The building on Friday night is usually pretty dead. And it was this time, too, unfortunately. I think it's a great opportunity for families to go on that Friday night. If you just want to be part of the All-Star festivities, to go to the Rising Stars game. I don't know what the ticket prices are, but I can't imagine them being very expensive because the building is pretty empty on Friday nights. Yes. Okay, and then Saturday was skills competition, slam dunk contest, three-point shootout.
We can go in order of how they happen.
Okay, so, but first, I was going, I had a meeting, and so I was a little bit late Saturday night to the arena.
Yeah.
I'm walking and I get a text from you. I knew the event had started and said they shouldn't have been disqualified. They didn't break any of the rules.
And but then I realized they did break the rules.
But I didn't realize what you were talking about and I said, "What?" And then you said Spurs and I said, "Oh God, Chris Paul broke the rules because he's always trying to skirt the rules
after
a little bit."
I did realize they broke the rules.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
like 5 minutes later.
So explain the situation here.
Okay, so during the skills competition, towards the end, they had to shoot three baskets. They didn't have to make them
from three different spots.
They just had to shoot the ball. They had to shoot them,
the
balls. But it was also timed, so you wanted to do it quickly.
But if you make one, you don't have to shoot the rest of them.
Right.
No, you have to just make one at each spot.
So, but instead of shooting them, they just threw them. It was Victor Wembanyama, Chris Paul. They were the Spurs team. So, they just totally screwed the rules, and then they got disqualified.
Yeah, which they should have.
Yeah.
Because that's not in the spirit of the event. Just do the event.
It's fun.
Okay? Just do the
it's
event.
It's not competitive.
And you can be competitive, but just do what you know is the right thing to do. But then they moved on, and it was the Cavs team won.
Yeah, the Cavs.
I believe. So Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
then I got there for the end of, I think the end of that, right before the three-point contest.
Yes.
Now let me explain something first. Three-point contest, when we were kids, would have, and all the stars do the three-point contest, which is cool. It would be a split screen. So you'd have two competitors going at once. So on TV, you could watch a side-by-side.
Yeah.
And then also in the arena, you felt a certain vibe and things moved along a little bit faster.
Yes.
So it is cool in the arena now that you see the other scores. They show the competitor who is the lowest. So that person, whoever is making it, is essentially going against that person that knocked them out of that next round.
Yeah.
But for TV, and I know they want to spread this stuff out for as long as possible, but it just makes it a, it's got to cut down on that stuff, I think, because when you see something side by side on TV, it's a lot more enjoyable.
Guys, I have to say, most kids are not going to stay awake, especially if they're younger kids who are trying to get interested in the NBA and the All-Star game, something so cool, and that night is, don't, or their parents probably aren't going to let them stay up until 11:30.
Yeah, or it just, all it just, of these or, and it just, and it the actual event
so
goes on for so long.
And the dunk contest, I don't think started until like 10 o'clock.
So then, all right, so go into the dunk contest. Your thoughts to the three-point shootout, even though there were stars doing it, your thoughts were, just too slow.
It's too slow.
Okay. So your thoughts on the dunk contest.
I mean, I'm gonna get like faster, more energized.
Okay.
Dunk contest.
And the chance to do that would be having two people go at once.
Yes.
Then move it along.
Yes.
Okay.
The dunk contest was pretty cool. I was not getting the best hopes for it when that first guy went. What was his name from the...
Oh, Bazelis. Yeah, he was not a dunker, and it was bizarre that he did it.
He's not a dunker. He literally tried something. He didn't make any of his dunks.
I know. It's a shame.
It is a shame. It was going to be pretty cool if he made it. Like, that was a pretty cool... It was like...
Yeah, but it just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, it wasn't going to happen. What's his name? Castle?
Stephon Castle.
Stephon Castle. He was pretty good.
He was. He was very good.
Yeah. I didn't have big hopes when he missed, the first two.
Well, the one that... Right, because they were trying to do the one where his teammate or partner hit the layup, and then he jumped and got through. So everything has to go perfectly, which is... I mean, that's a really difficult
dunk. But
then
he did actually make it.
Yeah, and then the behind-the-back dunk where he was fading away was pretty awesome.
So that was pretty energized. That was pretty cool. Then there was one other person beside me.
Andre Jackson. On the Bucks. Yeah. I mean, he's got good bounce, athletic, but yeah.
Look, Matt McClung's dunks were amazing. I was psyched when he brought out the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw the Blake Griffin dunk. That's what I was right. But he only jumped over the hood of the car. It honestly wasn't that impressive. Honestly wasn't. If you're gonna jump over a car, jump over the car. So
yeah, right.
It was impressive, but So when he jumped over the top of the car and he made it first try,
So that's what he has done. He's always made it on the first try in all three of these dunk contests. And
for every single dunk.
Right. He's always made it always made it on the first try. He's a great dunker. He's not an NBA player.
No.
So that's cool. You can keep him in, but again, they're relying on a guy who's not an NBA player to essentially save the dunk contest.
Yes. But he is so fun to watch.
Yes, I agree. So you could have him in, Stephon Castle, but how about having two all-stars in there? And every year, someone will tweet out, and this year, Ja Morant did it, makes me want to do the dunk contest. Maybe next year. Then Giannis says, maybe I'll join you. The fact is, LeBron never did the dunk contest.
Oh, maybe I'll join you. Yes, I will join you next year. Okay, hi. Hi, NBA. I am going to do the dunk contest. Go ahead and ask me, and I will say yes.
So LeBron never did the dunk contest. He was always afraid of his image if he lost. And so everybody else took their cues from LeBron. Oh, it's not worth to do this. And it's really a shame, because when we were kids, all-stars and Hall of Famers did the dunk contest. And even when they didn't, it was some recognizable NBA names, like Harold Miner won the dunk contest. Everyone knew who he was, but he was not an all-star. Certain guys won the dunk contest who weren't all-stars, but others at least would participate. But not every year was awesome either. Not every year. But when you have a history, a runway of it not being great, then it becomes a trend. But not every year when we were kids was awesome.
And no offense to him and Mac McClung, but I really think... he's so good at dunking.
Yeah, and he's fun to watch.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be relying on him to save the dunk contest.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but he's awesome. He should be in it. As long as he wants. It's cool.
Yeah, but...
But this wasn't Zach LaVine against Aaron Gordon. Although Stephon Castle had some awesome dunks. So I don't think the dunk contest itself was that bad.
No, it wasn't bad.
But again, it takes too long. So they give, I think, three chances four chances, whatever it is. I think that's too much. And I think the minute and a half is too long. I think if you're going to bring out props like Mac McClung did with the car, you can't do something that takes between 5 and 10 minutes to set up. It can't. You can... If you're going to do it, do it. Bring it out, make it faster.
Maybe they bring the... Because he already knew who he was going to go. So he didn't go first. He went last.
Right.
But... They could have at least brought the car out during the commercial and put it on the other side.
Maybe
of the court.
Something. Yeah. Just, I think that's the theme. We've got to move these things. We just have to move it along.
Especially on Sunday.
Everybody's, that was so long. Everybody, in terms of entertainment, the biggest competition is time. It's not another network. It's not another sport. It's time. So we got to just move these things along. Okay. All-Star Sunday. The game. New format. Shaq, Kenny, and Charles chose teams.
I do like that.
I thought they did it in a very creative way. Older guys, younger guys, international guys, and it got mixed up a little bit. But then LeBron says right before the game, I'm not playing.
Wait, why did he play?
Ankle.
Who knows?
And he didn't even suit up. He didn't even put on like the warm-up. He was in his street clothes. Come on.
Yeah, the jacket was cool.
Anthony Davis didn't play. Not Anthony Davis. Well, he was hurt too. Anthony Edwards didn't play. So those guys could have said, I'm not playing earlier and let other guys play.
That would have been
nice. How about that? That would have been helpful. Let some other guys play. What did you think of the quality of play throughout?
I thought the first game they played a little bit better.
A little harder?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The first game.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
I don't remember.
Kenny.
Maybe Kenny Shaq. Kenny against Shaq?
Yeah.
I think, yep.
I think that was pretty good, that game. And then the finals were like a little...
Because then you had the Rising Stars.
Yeah, the Rising Stars.
And the Rising Stars champion, like they're out there against... And I thought the Shaq's team with Steph, I thought they messed around a little bit too long.
Also,
I was hoping they were going to come out and just try to drill those guys.
Also, the thing was, I think that the NBA knew who they wanted in the championship.
What did you think of the championship game?
It was fun.
Okay. See, I didn't like the championship
game. I didn't like
it. What do you mean? You just said it was fun.
I said fine.
Oh, I thought you said it was fun.
Like, fine means like,
Well, so what was the problem with it?
It was so long. They took like an hour break in the middle.
And that's the problem. So it started off 11-1. And then all of a sudden it was the TNT... honoring TNT in the middle of the game. You can't have these guys warm up, play, and then have a 20-minute break in the middle of a game when they just had a break. It's not fair to the players. It's not fair to the fans. It's terrible TV, and it's terrible in the arena.
Yeah.
And I thought it was odd that TNT did that, that they thought that'd be a good idea. They could have done all that stuff before the game. They could have done it after the game. They could have done it in between games.
Yeah.
Something. But to do that in the middle of the game was such a colossal mistake that, you know, we switched off.
It's like a bad halftime.
We switched off to watch the Saturday Night Live, and it was thinking like, oh, do I even want to switch back?
Yeah.
And we did, but it was just brutal. It was brutal. They had decent momentum. It was just, it's unthinkable that that decision was made. And then they had also had the Mr. Beast competition where he was giving away $100,000 from the guy in the stands against Damian Lillard. That took too long. It's cool,
yeah,
but it took too long.
But Damian Lillard couldn't even make any shots.
I think Lillard was trying to let the other guy win.
Which is nice,
but then that other guy kept missing shots.
And then he did end up winning.
And Mr. Beast isn't good live like that. He's not that entertaining live.
No.
It's a cool idea, but he's not the one.
No.
Oh, and Kevin Hart was annoying.
Yeah. Yes.
So now the question is today, how do you save All-Star Weekend? It's the same question that has happened over and over again. And it really is the players who say, we got to get back to the way it was, East versus West. Fine. Okay. But how about someone asks the players, well, why do you think we're here? It's because you guys stopped playing hard. And I think if there's a further financial incentive for them to play hard, I think that's disgusting. They already get money to play. They get money when they win. You get money if you lose. You get money if you're chosen to be an all-star.
You do?
Yeah. Enough. You can't just keep incentivizing these guys with more and more money. And I'm not saying that they don't deserve more money. They deserve all the money you can get. But optics at some point, it's just a bad look. The only way to do it is more money. It just can't work that way.
Yeah.
It can't work that way.
Sorry.
So you need to even tell the players, okay, look, you it's basically like signing a contract of like giving an effort contract.
It's like there are more important people, let's say like doctors, teachers, firefighters.
Sure.
Like they're not making this much money, but they like maybe they don't
they're giving
wanna
full
do
effort.
It. maybe they don't wanna go to work that like for like weeks, but they still give their full effort.
Right.
Like,
and they're doing, and All-Stars, it's for the fans. The fans choose the teams. It's entertainment. And, you know, this year, the NHL didn't do an All-Star game. They did Four Nations. But they also do they also do Stadium Series. So maybe the NBA says, all right, hey, look, we're not going to do All-Star Weekend, but we're going to do a... We're gonna do a dunk contest before this game, some regular season game. We're gonna make it more of an event. We're gonna do
they do the in season tournament.
Yeah, maybe we'll make more of the in season tournament. We'll turn that into like a mini All Star weekend.
Yeah,
something like that.
Or like maybe they make like the semifinals and the championship in like a long weekend. And they turn into this event. Like, maybe they do the dunk contest and stuff there, and they make that into a big event.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. Maybe that becomes Martin Luther King weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I don't think that when we were kids, and that's why I wanted to get your opinion on it, because adults talking about All-Star Weekend is one thing, but a lot of it is for kids. So... that's why I wanted to get more of your thoughts on it. And you just said it was,
I watched it. Definitely wasn't the best All-Star I've ever watched, though.
No.
No.
But I applaud them for trying something different. But I think
the
players need to be held accountable and get back to where it was.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Love you.